Thank you for calling the Hera Lecture Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a reported call. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank
I was calling because I had spoke to somebody that was helping me with this, you know, my case with my hair relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to get back in touch with somebody to get this done.
Sure. Okay. So have you signed anything to start a claim, either physically
no,
or electronically?
I haven't.
No? And you'd be able to attest to that? You haven't signed with any firm?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't signed anything.
And so you'd like to see if you can meet the criteria to participate then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was it you that was using the product within the last 20 years that got diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to hear that. What?
Yeah, thank God, though, I beat it.
What date were you diagnosed?
My diagnosis was, what date was that exactly? I was diagnosed on... Let me get this right. I want to make sure I have this because I had everything in my phone from when I had got everything, you know, all the paperwork and
right.
So forth and so on. To be exact.
Are you in the state of Pennsylvania or what state?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Damn it. I took my biopsy. That was positive. I remember that. I was 58 when I remember this, like the back of my hand. And now that I got you on the phone, it's like I'm blanking out.
How old are you now?
I'm 58, but it was in the beginning of the year.
Okay. You were diagnosed earlier this year then?
Yeah. It was January. It was the 12th. I was just trying to get the exact date, the 12th. I'm thinking of the 11th, but I don't want to give you the wrong date. But it was January the 12th
okay,
of this 22. Year.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then what facility or medical center were you diagnosed at or hospital?
Jefferson. Yeah, Jefferson Methodist. Jefferson Methodist Hospital is where I was did my treatment and stuff at.
Okay. That's the one on Broad Street in Philly?
Yep.
Philly.
You know Philly, huh?
Well, I was there last, not this 4th of July, but the one prior.
Okay.
I have a buddy that moved there a few years ago. It's a very fun city.
Yeah, it can be, but it got crazy, too.
Mm. Yeah, it can get a little wild for sure. And then what was your doctor's name?
The OBGYN, her name was Agatha Berger.
Let me check for the spelling here.
It's Agatha and Berger. Berger.
Perfect. Yes, yeah, you're here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me go to the next section here. And so you were, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
On average, about how many times a year would you say that you use the product?
At least 5.
5 times? Okay. And then let me have the next section load here. And you're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, or no?
No.
And then, do you know anybody else that used the product that ended up getting sick like you, or no?
I do. That's crazy that you asked me that, but I do know somebody else that got sick because of it, and she actually had breast cancer. I had ovarian cancer, but she had breast cancer.
Okay. Yeah, ovarian, endometrial, and uterine cancer qualify. Unfortunately, breast cancer doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't. Okay.
But roughly around what years were you using the hair relaxer product? Around what
date? I started in 2003.
Okay, so
April 2003 is when I had started.
Okay, and then you used it up until you were diagnosed this year?
Yep.
Okay. I love you. I'll put that there. So from April of 2003 to
like August 2024.
August 24, okay. So roughly about 21 years.
Mm-hmm. That's about right.
Using it monthly, and then mostly doing it at home yourself, were you?
No, I was going to the salon usually.
Oh, okay, usually, okay.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't know how to do that. I've probably been there, no hair.
What brand were they using?
Oh, it was by L'Oreal, the Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay.
Which is supposed to be for black people. That's even worse.
And just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatments were you given?
Oh, I got chemo, immuno, and surgery. So I got the chemotherapy, and then I got the immunotherapy, and I had to get surgery. Because, of course, I had to get a complete hysterectomy.
And then roughly around what date did the first chemo therapy start?
Let me see. I started my first treatment. Okay. I know I did the cycles. I'm going to say it was about January 12th. 2024, January 12th.
Okay. And then was Dr. Athika Berger the one treating you as well?
No, my oncologist, her name was Sophie Landstrom. And it's L-A-N-Z-K-R-O-N. And she was my oncologist.
Okay, perfect. I see her here. Let me put in her name. And you saw her at Jefferson as well or elsewhere?
Yes, no, both at Jefferson.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Y'all got to ask that now. You really have to ask those questions now.
Yeah.
I'm old school, so don't get me. Don't bother me.
No, I feel you. Let me verify the spelling of your name here. I have Marie, M-A-R-I-E, last name W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the email that popped in here is mariewatkins610@gmail.com.
Yes.
And your cell phone is 610-616-7403.
Yep.
And current mailing address?
It's 121 Laurel. And that's L-A-U-R-E-L, Road, and it's Sharon Hill, two words, don't put them together or it'll go somewhere else. So Sharon Hill, PA, 19079.
Okay. And no unit number or anything like that, right?
No, it's a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just about done. A couple more sections here. This one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones.
Yes.
Okay. Do you live with this person or no?
No. But it's my daughter.
Daughter? Okay.
Ambra, A-M-B-R-A, Cruz, C-R-U-S-E. And her number is 2. Yeah, C-R-U-S-E.
Perfect. S as in sugar,
number.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And then phone number?
It's 267-777-1334. And I remember my exact treatment date started January the 17th. Yes, not the 12th, the 17th, just to be exact.
Perfect. Let me go back to that section. Give me 1 second to find it.
Yeah, because I was diagnosed on the 12th and I started treatment 5 days later, so yeah.
before the deadline for your free 2025.
Perfect. There it is. I put 1/17/24. Mm-hmm. And then the last portion is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
9/6/66.
9/6/66, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the social?
160-56-1775.
I'm going to read that back. I heard 160 and then 56-1775?
Yes.
Okay. Then let me go ahead and get this DocuSign over to you. It's going to come via email and text message. You can open up either one. It'll go to the same place.
Okay.
I won't be able to see what's on your screen. I'm not sure what to tap. Just read out what you see.
Okay, you did it already? You sent it to me?
It's sending right now, so it should it should come in just a minute.
Okay, I think it's a text.
Yeah, it just shows sent on my end, so it should be there any second.
Okay. Emmanuel?
Yep.
How do you say the last name?
Lascano.
Lascano, okay.
And the manual, like in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay, so just hit the review document.
Mm-hmm. You'll open up the link and then just follow the prompts from there.
Okay, do you go to the future? Messages from. Yes, I guess. Okay, there we go. Okay, continue. Is that your picture there?
That is me, yes.
All right. So when it says please sign, am I just tapping that or?
Yep. So anywhere it asks for a after you hit the yellow start button, it'll take you to a downward facing arrow. You'll tap that and it'll bring up a white box to draw your name. You'll use your finger, not your fingernail, to draw your name as best as you can. Or it gives you the option to select a pre-typed version of your name if that's easier.
Okay.
And then you'll kind of just keep tapping away until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. If it goes through, that means we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't, then that means we might have missed a signature somewhere.
Okay.
Just brushing the holidays.
Okay.
That's perfect for everyone.
Yeah, Best Buy's got it all.
For my mom, who tracks everything
else.
For my sister.
Loves to chill.
And Earthside.
Big time gamer. Whoa.
Can you actually see me finally?
I cannot. I can't see anything on the screen or anything like that.
It just lets you know if I like you said, if I didn't or if I missed anything.
It'll only let me know once you hit the submit button and it completed correctly. It'll notify the system.
Okay.
Why do we gift each other so much meaningless stuff? Meaningless stuff made millions of miles away.
Yeah, it shows completed, so you're all set. You can exit out of that. I think it'll ask you to sign up for an account with them. You don't need to do that. You're all set.
Okay, I won't have to do that, right?
Nope. And then you'll also have a copy of the completed document in your email as well, in case you need it.
Oh, great. You sent it to me?
It sent it automatically, so if you refresh.
Oh, great, because I'm not that computer savvy. You know, my daughters are always calling me a dinosaur. So trust me, yeah, because this futuristic stuff, I can't take it.
No,
I like to touch things, and I need tangible things. You know, I still file stuff in order.
I feel you. But
it makes me feel better.
That'll be there in your inbox, and you're all set. In about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will reach out to you directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, double-check the work that I sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter than this, but more important just because, again, you get to meet them, and then they'll double-check all the info. But you're all set for the evening, Marie. Thank you.
And what's the name of the firm?
The firm is A4D.
A as an apple?
A as an alpha, and then the number 4, and then D as in delta.
Okay.
And they'll leave a voicemail in case they can't get a hold of you. But you're all set, and have a good rest of your evening.
Great, and you as well. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.